This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, a woman who holds both U.S. and Russian citizenship has been sentenced in Russia to 12 years in prison on a treason conviction. Ksenia Kavana is accused of raising money for Ukraine's military. More than 40,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the Israel-Hamas war. That's according to the health ministry in Gaza. This morning's announcement comes as new efforts get underway to broker a ceasefire in the war. The AP's Karen Shamas has that.
The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt are meeting with an Israeli delegation in Qatar. A ceasefire in Gaza would likely calm tensions across the region following an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon that killed a top Hezbollah commander and the killing of Hamas's top political leader in an explosion in Iran's capital. I'm Karen Shamas.
Hurricane Ernesto is gaining strength as it moves toward Bermuda after pummeling Puerto Rico. The National Hurricane Center's Larry Kelly.
Currently, Hurricane Ernesto is located northeast of the Turks and Caicos, east of the Bahamas, currently moving north at 13 miles per hour. And on the forecast track, it's forecast to move towards Bermuda, where a hurricane warning was issued this morning at 5 a.m. And should approach Bermuda on Saturday.
Washington has worked out deals with drug companies to lower the price for 10 of Medicare's most costly drugs. We don't have a lot of detail yet, but we do know that this will affect the price of drugs used by millions of Americans to help manage diabetes, blood cancers, and prevent heart failure or blood clots. Former President Trump has invited reporters to his New Jersey golf club for his second news conference in as many weeks. He will meet with reporters today as he steps up his criticism of Vice President Kamala Harris for not holding a news conference or sitting down for interviews since President Biden ended his reelection campaign. This is AP News. More on the Democrats now and how they feel about the president, the vice president, and climate change. It's a new poll.
A recent poll says Democrats have a slightly higher trust in Vice President Kamala Harris over President Biden when it comes to being able to address the issue of climate change. 85% of Democrats who answered the poll by the Associated Press and the North Center for Public Affairs Research say they have a lot or some trust in Harris to address climate change, while about 75% said the same about Biden. About 90% of Democrats say that climate change is happening, and most say the primary cause is human activities. About 80% of Democrats say the federal government is doing too little to reduce climate change, compared to 60% of independents and 30% of Republicans. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.